Syracuse Common Counselors and their challengers are defending their records and offering new ideas ahead of the upcoming election in November. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a recent public forum for all council candidates focused on jobs, the city's finances, and police.
The two women running to be the next council president debated the importance of city contractors hiring minority and women-owned business enterprises, or MWBEs. The Democrats' designated candidate, Councilor Helen Hudson, says she has been strengthening MWBEs for the past 7 years.
That's why I work with the black minority contractors, to ensure that we can get them working and get them on some of these projects.
Hudson's challenger, Democrat Shasha Wheat, says the city should close the loopholes that allow contractors to be exempt from the requirement to hire a certain number of MWBEs.
The jobs are leaving. You see a lot of construction going on, but there's very little MBE participation.
The four candidates vying for two open councilor-at-large seats scored points on a variety of topics. To increase the city's tax base, Councilor Khalid Bey, one of the Democratic Party's designated candidates, says he would urge the state to obligate large, tax-exempt nonprofits to pay impact fees.
So we have to make large nonprofits responsible for the taxes we lose.
The other designated Democratic candidate, Timothy Rudd, wants to double the number of summer jobs for young people.
It keeps you busy, it gives you money that you can spend into your family, and it trains you for the next job.
Green Party candidate Frank Cetera says he would fund a program to encourage worker ownership of businesses, which he says other cities in New York are doing.
And here we sit again, one of the last to pick up the helm for something that would stabilize communities, stabilize jobs.
And to create more community policing, Democratic challenger Gary Morris says he wants police officers to get out of their cars and introduce themselves to neighbors.
We do need them because of the world that we live in, but we don't need them killing us.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.